Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 74 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. COVID positive cases in the Commonwealth are increasing at an alarming rate. Meanwhile, healthcare workers are overwhelmed. A state lawmaker is calling for an end to masking mandates in schools and childcare centers. A local hospital is co-sponsoring an event to promote hiring individuals in recovery. Vendor space is available for an upcoming arts and antiques event. 10 schools will receive a $50,000 grant from the State Department of Education. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 9 p.m. Patchy fog overnight tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with a low around 65. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Governor Andy Beshear started the latest Team Kentucky update today with bad news concerning the Delta variant. Officials say the number of individuals in the ICU have been the worst they've ever been, including the numbers during quarantine. Beshear says he's concerned about the rapid incline of cases in the Commonwealth.
We right now have the highest positivity rate of any time in this pandemic since we've had enough testing for people to come in and get tested. Again, one of the most dangerous times that we can imagine. We're now over 12.45%. And it's taking the lives of younger people.
Beshear is encouraging everyone in the Commonwealth to be vaccinated in order to stop the need for additional ICU beds. Health departments in southeastern Kentucky are becoming overwhelmed with COVID-19 cases. In 2020, departments were busy with testing and contact tracing, but because of increased cases and vaccinations, health leaders tell WKYT they have little time for contact tracing anymore. Christy Green with the Cumberland Valley District Health Department says each case means additional work for staff.
In all honesty, our workers in public health at the local level in Kentucky are overwhelmed. We ask the positive case to do the contact notification for their friends and family or church acquaintances or other social acquaintances like that.
Clay County reported just under 300 new cases last week. Laurel County reported more than 500. A state representative is calling for an end to the mask mandate for schools and child care centers. WMKY's Cassidy Stearman has the story.
House Representative Lynn Betchler has pre-filed a bill in the Kentucky General Assembly negating the executive order. The bill would stop licenses or certifications from child care centers from being revoked if they decide to forego the mask requirement. According to WIMT, Betchler seeks an amendment allowing parents or guardians the right to refuse facial coverings for their children. Officials say the bill may also prohibit mask requirements in public schools, buses, or any school event. As of Monday, all but 7 counties are currently within the red zone, reporting 25 positive COVID cases or more per population of 100,000. For WMKY News, I'm Cassidy Stearman.
Business owners in the Commonwealth are concerned COVID-19 could once again impact operations. On Tuesday, Governor Beshear said Kentucky is approaching critical condition. Hospitalizations are on track to pass numbers seen at any point during the pandemic by the end of this week. Beshear says hospitals are on track to run out of beds and there needs to be a solution.
That's where we are. That at least has to be a part of the conversation, because if we run out of beds for people, if we run out of beds for people who are injured or sick or have a heart attack, don't we have to do something? Don't we have to do something to make sure we've got that capacity for everybody?
According to LAX 18, Beshear is not considering capacity limits or shutdowns at this time, but he might consider a statewide mask mandate. St. Clair Healthcare in Moorhead is partnering with the Northeast Kentucky Substance Use Response Coalition to host a lunch and learn event for local employers. The event aims to educate people on the benefits of hiring someone in recovery and break down negative stigma surrounding individuals recovering from substance abuse. Melissa McKenzie is the project director and director of patient experience at St. Clair. She says the event will benefit everyone in the community.
This is not going to do anything but be a positive movement, especially now where, I mean, you drive downtown Moorhead and you see help wanted signs, or, you know, we've closed and we've limited our hours because of lack of people to work. And here we're saying, but here's a whole section of individuals that are ready to work. Let's take a chance on them and let's get our workforce built back up.
The event takes place in October at the Center for Health and Education and Research. To register and for more information, visit neahec.org/whyhire. Outdoor vendor spaces are now available for the Moorhead Arts and Antiques Fair. Applications are available for a wide variety of crafts, ranging from artwork and antiques to information booths. Ashley Gillum with the Round County Arts Center says vendor spaces range in pricing and sizing.
If you're doing like a arts, crafts, or antique booth, a single space is $45, which is a parallel parking spot. A double space is $75. And then, of course, we have a few booths that have electric, and that'll be $15 extra. If you're doing information booth, we have a 12 by 12 spot, which is $25, and a parallel parking spot, which is $45.
Vendor spaces are available until Friday, September 3rd. The event is scheduled for September 18th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Applications can be found on the Rowan County Arts Center website at rowancountyartscenter.com. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, locally made crafts, education materials, and yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop are open Monday through Saturday. Online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
10 Kentucky school districts were selected to be awarded a $50,000 grant from the Kentucky Department of Education. WMKY's Sarah Mead has the story.
The Grow Your Own Grant program is designed to recruit, develop, and retain teachers who already are connected to the school or community, but may not have considered teaching as a profession. The 10 districts receiving the grant include Barron, Bullitt, Greenup, Hardin, Jefferson, Nelson, Owensboro Independent, Spencer, and Whitley counties. State officials say recruitment of new teachers is vital to address significant teacher shortages and expand teacher workforce diversity in the state. For WMKY News, I'm Sarah Mead.
The Carter County Board of Education conducted a public forum concerning the search for a new superintendent this week. The board plans to compile the comments made Tuesday night along with responses to an online survey posted on the school's Facebook page. The criteria will be published in about 2 weeks and will serve as a guide for the search committee throughout the process. According to the Daily Independent, community members requested a new superintendent with integrity who has strong moral character and is transparent. They hope for a leader who's plugged into the community, open to change, and willing to listen to input from teachers and administrators. The online survey garnered 591 responses, polling students, parents, guardians, grandparents, staff, business partners, and other community stakeholders. Those respondents said they want someone with prior teaching experience, with an interest in promoting life skills, educational opportunities, experience with budgeting, and attracting and retaining effective teachers. The district hopes to have a new superintendent by November 1st. Two state representatives have pre-filed a bill they say would benefit Kentucky public school students dealing with mental health issues. Bill Request 185 is a bipartisan effort between Representative Bobby McCool from Johnson County and Representative Lisa Wilner from Jefferson County. The proposed legislation, if passed, would allow students the option for excused absences from school if they're dealing with a mental health crisis. The two lawmakers were approached with the idea by high school students Cole Butcher of Johnson County and Cameron Julian of Jefferson County. Butcher, a student at Johnson Central High School, shared the measure will have an impact beyond the excused absences by opening conversations about mental health and helping schools identify students who may benefit from additional mental health resources. The Kentucky General Assembly has passed several pieces of legislation aimed at addressing and improving children mental health, including the School Safety and Resiliency Act of 2019. That measure required local boards of education to develop a plan for implementing a trauma-informed approach and drew attention to the social and emotional aspects of pediatric health. BR 185 will be up for consideration during the 2022 regular session, which starts January 4th. Commissioner of Agriculture Dr. Ryan Quarles has appointed a new member to the Kentucky Agricultural Finance Corporation Board of Directors. Dan Flanagan of Campbellsville will serve on the board representing tobacco farmers. His term will expire June 26, 2023. According to Quarles, the organization addresses the unique financing needs of agriculture in the Commonwealth. Its mission is to strengthen Kentucky agriculture by providing access to low-interest loan programs through joint partnerships with local lending institutions. KAFC assists beginning farmers, farm families, and agribusinesses obtain the necessary capital to establish, maintain, or expand their agricultural operation. Kentucky State Police troopers are asking community members to help identify an alleged bank robber. WMKY's Hallie Adams has more.
KSB authorities are looking for a person of interest who is believed to be involved in a bank robbery at the Community Trust Bank Wednesday morning in Floyd County. The suspect entered the bank, pulled a gun from the waistband of his pants, and demanded money from the teller. The man is described as 5'9 and is slender built, and was last seen wearing a blue and white striped button-up shirt, a baseball cap, glasses, and a medical mask. Anyone with information should contact KSP Post 9. Anonymous tips are always encouraged. For WMKY News, I'm Hallie Adams reporting.
Taking a quick look at sports this afternoon, high school sports are already being impacted by the pandemic. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has a story.
According to the Kentucky High School Athletic Association, 3.28% of all scheduled sporting events in the state had to be canceled this week. Week one of Kentucky high school football has seen games between Greenup and Fleming, Breathitt and McGoffin, and Morgan County at Lewis County canceled for COVID protocol. Some teams are scrambling to reschedule games with alternate opponents. Girls and boys soccer games in Pike County are also canceled this week. Prestonsburg, Pike, Wolfe, and Bath counties have also had to cancel volleyball matches for COVID. This comes after last week's announcement that the KHSAA partner with the Department of Public Health to promote vaccinations in an effort to combat potential cancellations of fall sports. KHSAA officials say in the fall of 2020, Kentucky athletes lost a quarter of their seasons due to COVID-19 disruptions. For WMKY News, I'm Greg Jenkins.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 p.m., patchy fog before 10 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 83. Friday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly clear overnight, though, with a low around 65. And for your Saturday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 85. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Cassidy Stearman, Sarah Mead, Lakin Hupp, Rachel Turner, Shamari Mosley, Hallie Adams, and Wiley Tanner. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.